Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. We're doing the studio tonight. It's Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And I've seen these articles floating around. I think I even clicked one and I read it, but I don't remember the specifics about it. Sudden adult death syndrome is what they're calling it. It's SADS. It's the adult version of SIDS. SIDS, for those who don't know, is sudden infant death syndrome. And I don't know the specifics of that either, but apparently sometimes infants just die and they have a hard time, or they find it impossible to find an actual cause or reason for the infant's death. Apparently, though, that is now affecting adults, or maybe it's been affecting adults, but now in larger numbers. But adults seem to be just unexplainably dying, and I don't know how to say that this is probably related to COVID-19's vaccination without saying that it's related to COVID-19 vaccinations, but adults weren't suddenly dropping dead prior to the COVID-19 vaccination thing.
I mean, the same thing with SIDS. Babies weren't just dropping dead until they started giving literal newborns several vaccinations, like, hours after they were born.
That started in 1986, right?
Yeah.
Was it somebody told me the other day?
Which is, yeah, around that time. I don't know the exact year, but right around the same time where they started vaccinating children, like, out of the womb. So,
see, I didn't know they vaccinated children that quickly. That's
they
surprising.
Do, yeah. Yeah, like, day one. Your kid's vaccinated usually against the flu and hepatitis B. Which, how is your baby going to get hepatitis B?
Isn't hepatitis B, is that's the, there's three different hepatitis, right? And
yeah.
Only one of them is sexually transmitted, and that's B, isn't it?
Yeah, you can get hepatitis B other ways, like through contaminated water or contaminated food, but if your kid's either drinking formula or breastfeeding and they're in a hospital, it's just, it's pretty much impossible for them to get hepatitis. It's just not going to happen unless their mother has it, which maybe would be a reason for vaccination, but it's just, there are so many more cons than pros.
Sure.
Here.
But if they already have hepatitis, why would you vaccinate them with it? Like, if they got
that's
it from their mom at birth and breastfeeding.
So what's going on with sudden adult death syndrome?
So a strange new medical anomaly has doctors baffled as it sweeps across the country. Sudden adult death syndrome, or SADS, is on the rise, and it's drastically claiming the lives of healthy young adults, sometimes in their sleep.
That sounds horrifying.
Yeah. But I've been hearing about this at least for a while now, and it was kind of right after they rolled out the vaccines.
Yeah, there were athletes,
soccer players, like very healthy people. And there's a slew of different theories that people have. I don't really know what the truth is here. And I don't even necessarily want to say that this is definitely because of the COVID-19 vaccine. But I just think it's really, really interesting that this is just happening all of a sudden and we were seeing all of these other things.
That's the position I tend to take with it. I don't believe that this is a result of the COVID-19 vaccines. I definitely see how it could be, and I think it's suspicious. But I lack the evidence to say that this is caused by that.
Yeah.
However, A happened, and then B happened, and it seems like there should be a connection between the two events.
Yeah. Correlation is not causation, but...
But sometimes the person did fall because they fell into the ground and died.
Well, you know, people are always saying, how come cancer didn't happen in the, like, 1700s and it just suddenly is happening so bad now? And people always like to say, it was happening, but the dumb people back then just didn't know it was happening.
Yeah, right.
This is something that we know wasn't happening in 2019.
Yeah, you would know if somebody was just dropping dead. But even with the cancer thing, I mean, I don't want to get too off topic, but plastics all of the toxins were the cleaning products we're using.
Gasoline. Yeah. It's a known carcinogen, and we're burning it and pumping massive amounts of it into the atmosphere.
So, and the pesticides that are on our food. So we're being exposed to so many toxins that go way past what tobacco could possibly do. So, and I think that's why even though people were smoking tobacco, I mean, one, it didn't have all the additives that it does today, but it's that in combination. It's all of the things are the perfect storm to give people cancer.
Yeah, I learned the other day that there isn't a source of water on Earth that isn't contaminated by microplastics anymore. Yeah. It all has to be filtered.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like a credit card's worth of plastic every year or something like that. I'm surprised.
Me either.
I'm surprised it's not more.
Yeah, there was something recently about a credit card amount of plastic each year. Or maybe each month, I don't remember. But we eat a lot of plastic, apparently, without even realizing it.
So essentially, people are dying without displaying any prior signs of illness. They simply do not wake up after going to bed or collapse during the day.
See, that's scary as hell, people. Healthy adults are going to bed and then just not waking up. Or they're just collapsing and dying as they go about their day.
And what's interesting is, so this happens to elderly people sometimes, right? Everybody's like, that's how I want to die. I just want to die peacefully in my sleep. But then when you do an autopsy, you're like, oh, they had a brain aneurysm, or they had a stroke, or they had a heart attack. You can find a cause of death. Yeah. But how come when this is happening to young people, all of a sudden, randomly, we can't find any cause of death with an autopsy? It just seems very unlikely that we have all of this medical technology and you can do an autopsy and find the cause of death for pretty much almost everything, except it just doesn't add up to me.
That's what surprises me about sudden adult death syndrome, is that there could possibly be any death that could happen, and the autopsy people go, you know what, we can't figure out what killed this person. Like, really?
Yeah.
Let's say Joe Biden, I don't want him to die, but let's say he just dies of sudden adult death syndrome. You mean to tell me that all of the best medical experts in the world cannot pinpoint an exact reason that he would have died? I just don't believe it. If they have enough time and they have enough money, they could figure it out. And I tend to think that the clues are all there. They're just not putting it together.
Well, basically, they fired everybody who actually wanted to work in healthcare for good reasons. I don't really trust anything these people say, including autopsy people. I'm pretty sure that they have to be, you know, with the state religion in order to do their jobs anymore. And I just really don't trust anything these people say. They could easily be covering something up. They know that if they find out A, B, or C was the cause of death, they're supposed to say, oh, sudden adult death syndrome, we can't see. And I think that people who would go along with the crap that was going on in 2020 and 2021 would probably go along with that crap, too. They're just doing their jobs.
That's a great point, Bonnie, about not trusting the people working in healthcare, because I'm thinking about it, a lot of my coworkers who were like adamantly against the vaccine, like they just really, really didn't trust it and they didn't want to get it. And then when they were backed into a corner, they ended up getting it. If they're not willing to stick up for their rights, why would they stick up for mine? Why would they care about my bodily autonomy if they couldn't even do that same thing for themselves?
I hate that, because now the vaccination mandates are lifting in some places. Like I saw today, I think on Drudge Report, that Canada is lifting its requirements that require that all international truck drivers be vaccinated or something like that. It's like, geez, so, for like 6 months, they put these people out of work. They destroyed people's lives.
And imagine being one of those people that did something that they didn't want to do. It's one thing if you're like, ah, whatever, I don't really care.
Yeah.
But if somebody really, really didn't want to do it, and they ended up doing it for whatever reason, and then things got lifted, and this is what I was trying to tell some of my coworkers. I'm like, if you don't care, then just go and get it. It doesn't matter. But if you are adamantly against it, and you just spent months of your life like speaking out against this and working towards your medical freedom, and then, like, you never know when these things are going to be reversed. And I knew it was going to the Supreme Court, and I had a really strong suspicion that a lot of these mandates and things were going to be reversed. So don't make a forever decision for a temporary problem.
And also, it would have been reversed a lot faster if everybody who was against it stood up for themselves.
Yeah.
But it is difficult, you know, when you have kids to feed and, you know, a mortgage and all of this other stuff to take care of, and your employer's like, hey, get this vaccination or we're going to have to fire you. I understand why people in those positions, they weren't willing to take a stand on you know, their beliefs, their right to choose for their own body and for their own family, because, you know, they do have kids to feed.
I understand as well, but ultimately they made that decision and nobody else made the decision for them, and they made a decision that is worse for their children than just having something bad happen to them temporarily, and I can't just say, oh, they did the right thing. I really can't.
You're not wrong. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. 603-283-6160.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you to weigh in, share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. We've been trying to wake people up here on Free Talk Live to the realities of government oppression, and we're not the only ones out there trying to wake people up. And if you've gotten sick of bashing your head against the wall trying to wake up your family and friends, well, we have something that might help us called Truth Smacks. Our friend Susan, former English teacher and longtime truth seeker, recently started her own trail mix brand. She makes it, bags it, and seals it herself in a commercial kitchen down in Florida. She calls it Truth Smacks because there's a heavy dose of truth on the back of every bag. There's two varieties. Well, there's two flavors, original flavor and peppermint infused, and they're only available at truthsmacks.com/shop. And it's a great way to smack your friends and family with truth in a loving way. No artificial crap, all raw, unadulterated ingredients, food as nature intended. That's truthsmacks.com. Spreading truth one delicious morsel at a time. truthsmacks.com/shop. Let's keep going with the phones. We have Aaron on the line listening on WGSO in New Orleans. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Hey, ladies, I'm glad to see we have the girl power working tonight.
Yes, and, She Talk Live.
Yeah, it's been a thing on Wednesdays for like a year now, hasn't it? At least.
Is that right? Well, I listen on WGSO. They, for the most part, they play your show. Sometimes they do have local shows that they play instead. But with all of that said, yes, you know, I just heard the segment you all were talking about, SADS, about the sudden adult death syndrome. And you know what? I think, you know, just from what you all were talking about, maybe that's what happened to Bob Saget, because you know, I just find it hard to believe that he supposedly died from some type of a brain or a head trauma, and he didn't do anything about it. I mean, he's in a hotel, he's on tour, and something happens where he hits his head to the point where it's going to kill him, and he just calls it a night and gets up in his bed. I just don't agree with that.
I don't know. That happens to a lot of people. I had a concussion and didn't know it, and went about my life. I mean, I didn't die, but lots of people just
obviously
are like, I don't feel right, but let me sleep this off.
Is that what happened with Bob Saget? He hit his head and then he went back to bed and then he never woke up.
That's what the theory is.
Mm. I assumed, I didn't know any details about the Bob Saget story, but I did have a suspicion that it was something like SADS or some vaccine-related injury. That was just my own personal suspicion.
Well, you know, I've had, I don't know, maybe you all can tell me if you all have ever experienced this, but do you all ever, like, wake up in the middle of the night and, like, you have, like, a racing heart, or you have, like, a feeling of, like, you're out of breath, or you know, like a feeling of a dread? Has that ever happened?
Yeah, like a cold sweat. That's
all too often. I mean, it's the sleep apnea, so I wake up, you know, out of breath and panting and stuff like that fairly often.
I don't have it that often, but when I was having sleep issues, I had it more often because I had been in a car accident and I was on a whole bunch of medications, and I was really afraid to fall asleep for whatever reason. I was on Keppra, it makes you crazy, and I kept waking up with a gasp, and then I was in a cold sweat. So I think, yeah, lots of people with sleep apnea probably have that issue.
Well, you know, as far as the freedom movement goes, we can certainly use some help down here in New Orleans. I know people like to call it the Big Easy, but we actually have a very repressive local government here. I mean,
so leave. Come to New Hampshire instead.
Wait, what were you going to ask about the wake up in a cold sweat?
No. I thought, you know how like SIDS and SADS is something that happens in your sleep. So I was just asking if you all had ever experienced that. I've experienced that in the past where like you just wake up in the middle of the night and you have like this racing heart. And, you know, I don't know if that had anything to do with these other cases or not.
No, that's pretty that's pretty typical of sleep apnea. And when someone dies of sleep apnea, the autopsy guy is able to say, hey, look, it was sleep apnea. We can see here how, you know, whatever was obstructing their pathways and they couldn't breathe and they suffocated in their sleep. So that's not unexplainable. That's easily explained generally.
Right, right. Well, just to give you ladies just a little quick update of what's going on here, we have a Democrat-run city, which is fine. It's been a Democrat-run city for probably about three or four generations now. However, it's getting to the point now where the local government officials no longer answer questions. They don't answer questions, for example, in front of the city council. They don't answer questions to the media. They've just stopped answering questions. And these are questions about real issues. I mean, like taxpayer money and, you know, why did this firm get this deal to do this job? And so that is the new wall of resistance here. It's just that we just don't answer it now.
Well, do you believe in representative democracy and do you vote?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Well, then you gave them the permission to do that. You gave away part of your own responsibility to live your life to these people, and now they can do whatever they want if you've given away part of your sovereignty to them.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming you guys vote in New Hampshire also.
I vote for people I personally know, however, because that's what we have here in New Hampshire. We have an actual liberty movement. We're not just like four people in the middle of a city of 60,000 or 100,000 or however many people live in New Orleans. I don't know. We actually have a movement here that's been trying for decades or close to decades to get people to move here. And as a result of that, when I voted in the last election, I personally knew every single person I voted for, and that's going to be the case when I go in to vote this coming November as well.
Yeah, I don't vote in categories of people that I know or don't know, because then they may be people who actually believe that they have the ability to represent me, and I know that if I'm voting for someone like Aria, then she actually believes in taking over a piece of the government's power to give everybody else more freedom by not controlling them.
So thank you so much for calling tonight, Aaron. I can't give you any advice on getting libertarians there to New Orleans to help out. There's already a project going on that's trying to get libertarians to a place to help each other out, and it's been so far the most successful libertarian migration that we've seen, and that's happening here in New Hampshire, where we have something like 40 free stater representatives in the House, and we have many more running this year. Some of them, we don't know who's going to win or who isn't going to win, but a lot of these have decent chances at actually becoming a new state representative.
And no other state is doing this.
No.
Nowhere. Nowhere are this many freedom-friendly representatives in the state house.
And if all the libertarians that exist in the United States, which is a very small number, I know people have estimated, but I don't want to estimate, a very small number of people spread out and went to different places in the United States to try to make a difference, they would never be able to make a difference because there's too small a number of the percentage of the population. It makes the most sense to all go to one place. You can't have a freedom movement in multiple places. That doesn't make sense. It's an oxymoron.
Well, I mean, people can try, and I do think people should live wherever they want to live, but just don't be surprised when your government is oppressive.
I mean, that's the thing, right? They should live where they want to live, but I would rather live where I can be free. And as far as I can tell, New Hampshire has the best chances of being able to offer me that, because there are so many people here working toward that same goal. Whereas you have something like the National Libertarian Party, which, as Bonnie points out, it's a great idea, but at best, libertarians are like 3% of the American population. You're never going to win an election. And diffusing your power across the entire United States, it's achieving nothing. We got to get to one place, and we got to work toward a common goal of achieving liberty in our lifetime. And from what I can tell, New Hampshire is the best place to do that. But maybe I'm wrong. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday he's comfortable with the gun safety outline that a bipartisan group of senators reached this week.
For myself, I'm comfortable with the framework, and if the legislation ends up reflecting what the framework indicates, I'll be supportive.
Lawmakers are working to make sure the text does not alienate the 10 Senate Republicans that have already signed on to support the bill. Ford is recalling almost 3 million vehicles because of a damaged or missing part that could prevent the automobiles from shifting into the gear intended by the driver. That could cause the vehicle to roll away or move in an unexpected direction. In a product recall report, Ford said it is aware of 6 reports alleging property damage and 4 reports about personal injury related to the issue. This is USA Radio News. Prosecutors argued Tuesday that a man carrying a Confederate battle flag stormed the U.S. Capitol with his son because they intended to stop Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's 2020 electoral victory. A federal judge will decide if Delaware residents Kevin Seyfried and his son Hunter are guilty of a felony obstruction charge and several misdemeanor offenses stemming from the Capitol riot. A former city councilman in West Virginia was sentenced Tuesday to 45 days in prison for breaching the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th riot. Eric Barber was sentenced by a federal judge in Washington for his December guilty plea to a misdemeanor count of illegally entering the Capitol. Barber was also given a 7-day sentence, which the judge suspended, for stealing a portable battery charger from a media stand inside the Capitol. Barber's federal public defender had sought probation because his 43-year-old client had expressed remorse. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you're invited to control the airwaves. Share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160. If you would like to do that, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And I want to say thank you to David Burns, who is tonight's amplifier. This means that David is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. That's our Patreon. And if you like the show, if you value the show, and you want to help it reach a larger audience, joining the AMPS program is the best way to do that. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It only takes $5 per month. That gets you in. And it does have a number of cool little features like an AMP-only Facebook group. And there's an AMP-only room on our chat server, so check it out, amps.freetalklive.com. David, however, is a Platinum member, which means that David is given at least $25 per month to the program. So, David, thank you so much for those contributions. Let's keep going to the phones. However, we have Jack on the line from Washington. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
All right, Aria. You're my one of my favorite hosts, but I just want to say something. We were talking about souls and spirituality earlier, and Bonnie made some really good arguments with fact-based information backing her comments up. And I feel like, because I played high school football, I was secretly not a heterosexual, even though I went to a prom with a woman. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you have kind of a spiritual closet, because you said you were passionate when you were young about being a Christian. I'm sorry again. I'm not trying to make you angry. But you were passionate when you were a Christian. and now you're passionate now, but you feel like you're kind of in the closet spiritually.
I do not feel like I'm in the closet spiritually.
I think he meant to say that he feels like you are.
I don't know why you would think that. I am quite content with my spiritual beliefs and, you know, all that.
I always called all my friends the F word, F-A, you know, whatever, or whatever, jokingly. And even though the entire time I was, and I feel like you kind of take on spirituality, not just Christianity, but specifically, because you had a really, really tough childhood. What you told me about in Mississippi and what I've heard about was...
Yeah, that has nothing to do with my position on the spiritual and this idea that I'm of the opinion that I'm closer to a panentheist, really, which is that the universe is God, I'm God, everything that exists is God, but at the same time, I recognize that that makes God absolutely meaningless, and it's just me, an existing creature, recognizing the all that is existence, and I'm fine with that. And I don't need to prescribe anything else outside of this existence in order to find wonder and awe in that. And I think it's disingenuous for you to sit there and say, oh, well, it's because Christians were mean to you when you were a kid that you're sitting there saying, wow, I'm in awe by the entire universe, and I want to cheapen that with these labels like deity and God and a bearded guy in the sky.
Christians were not mean to me. Or are you referring to yourself?
I was referring to myself. I think it's disingenuous for someone to just wave away everything that I've said about religion and my religious beliefs and the fact that, you know, I wouldn't characterize myself as a panentheist in the way that Ian does. I would say that, you know, I'm an atheist. But he and I have had this conversation. I think we had it on a episode of Freer Talk Live where it's exactly the same belief. It's just stated in different ways.
Well, I think that it's kind of cheapening Arya's beliefs to say, I mean, okay, there's like a trap that exists when exiting Christianity, and people need to get out of the mindset, Stephen, that caller that called last week when we were talking about Christianity, I needed to get out of it. It sounds like maybe you're kind of trapped in this thought process just from the culture we live in the United States that's so Jesus-centric that you can't believe in God and not believe in Christianity. You can believe in God. It's something totally different.
I was raised as a Jehovah's Witness, which was, believe it or not, very anti-Jesus. Mm-hmm. And it was a government that held its weight on my shoulders my entire adulthood, young adulthood, and youth, and really challenged me. And I found from not any organized religion, I've said this before, too, on the show, but I don't believe in any organized religion. If you want to get together and read the Bible or read the Quran or, you know.
What do you mean by organized religion? Because I don't think that being organized necessarily, you know, means a religion is false. And if three people happen to share the same belief system and they write it down and they organize it, I don't think that means their belief system is false.
Well, you said something earlier. You said that God is everything. Am I wrong about that quote?
No, that's a fair assessment. But, yeah, you know, I would also point out that if you carry that further...
A punchline on this.
Well, let me...
You can actually look
don't characterize my beliefs and then do so only half-assed, right? What I said was that God is... Hold on, Jack. What I said was that God is everything and therefore God is nothing. If everything is God, then basically nothing is God. Right? What we're talking about here is the all of existence.
That's philosophy right there, and I agree with you. That's a good question, man.
Well, that's the summary of my beliefs. It's not just, oh, well, everything is God. No, it's everything is God, and therefore nothing is God, and we're just, you know, beings in awe at the fact that we exist. That's a very different thing.
Are we not?
I would suggest
we're in awe. I'm in awe that we exist.
I can't speak whether or not anyone else is in awe about existence. I think what religion does, a lot of these religions, like Christianity, is allows them to forget how inspiring and how majestic and wondrous existence actually is. Because here comes this decree from these human beings, and they've outlined exactly why everyone exists and what the purpose is and how it's all going to end. And it's A to B to C to D, and there's no majesty or wonder in it whatsoever. It's like this because the bearded God said so, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, I don't like...
God government says, the government of Christianity. I'm sorry, Bonnie.
Oh, yeah. I definitely agree that in Christianity, there's a lot of interesting, mystical, wondrous things to ponder, and people often create a government out of it by saying, this is what this means. This is what this means. My mom, if I told her the Bible verses from John that Jesus says, make the eye become single and it will fill your eye with light and the kingdom of heaven is within you, she would say, no, 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 that means this, this, and this. Really lame explanation just because somebody else told her that's what it means, because she cannot possibly believe that it means that we're all gods, even though God, Jesus said we're all gods. But anyways...
It's definitely difficult to have these sorts of conversations with Christians because they do have their own interpretations, their own weird little interpretations of what the Bible says. And it doesn't matter what the Bible actually says, right? The actual text of the Bible, when you're talking to a Christian, is completely meaningless to the conversation ahead because, one, they don't know what the text actually says.
Mm-hmm.
And, two, even if they do, they're going to twist it to mean the exact opposite of what it actually says in the first place.
My mom has in her head an arsenal of responses that she's memorized from what other people have told her it means. Anytime there's something in the Bible that contradicts itself and you ask her about it. And when I was a kid, I was innocently asking, like, well, if Jesus says this and this and blah, 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 how do you make that make sense? Just because I wanted, she was an authority figure and I wanted her to explain it to me. And she would often get stumped, have to Google and then be like, so this is what that means because I got the answer online. And it's by these apologists who, you know, they write what they want everybody to believe that the Bible means, and really you should interpret that yourself, and oh my God, it has so many beautiful, like, ideas and philosophies in it. I love reading the Bible still.
I love how Bonnie was, like, 6 years old when she debunked the Bible.
I like how Christian apologetics has evolved throughout the eons, right? Like, you have books of the Bible where, like, Elijah is confronting the priests of Baal, and he's like, pour, you know, 12 barrels of water on the ox, and I'm going to light it, my God is going to light it on fire, and all of you will see his glory. And modern-day Christians aren't doing that. They're like, oh, no, look, if you read this passage a certain way, what it actually says is that the calf didn't catch on fire. It's just amazing how apologetics has evolved. The same God, allegedly, who was setting bulls on fire that were soaked in water in order to prove his existence, can't be bothered to even appear in a tortilla chip these days.
Or keep his books, you know, intact throughout the years.
Yeah, six is to me, it's shady at best that God has so much to say and then suddenly he has nothing to say. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're running out of time, but if you want to weigh in, 603-283-6160, that'll get you in. Or if you want to carry on the conversation, the best way to do it really is on our social media server. You can find that at social.freetalklive.com. Signing up, it's free, and there's no corporate overlord to censor you, so check it out, social.freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, though, it's been Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And we have Ian on the line from here in New Hampshire. Ian, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, ladies. So I was just listening to the conversation about religion and listening to you, Aria, talking about how pantheism means that everything is God. And that is what pantheism is. Panentheism would mean that everything that is in the metaphysical, that is to say, so everything that's physical and everything that is metaphysical is all God. And so you could come to the conclusion that that means that God is nothing, but that's not the conclusion that I prefer. I like the viewpoint expressed in the book Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh, and that is that the experience that we're all having, and Bonnie kind of touched on it a little bit, suggesting that we're all, you know, pieces of God, but that we are essentially experiencing the universe through our own individual experiences, and of course there are infinite perspectives, you know, or at least as many perspectives as there are living things to experience. And so God is essentially learning about itself through all of our experiences, and we are made in God's image in that we can create. So we're basically little creators. We don't have the ability to fly, and, you know, our time here is limited, but ultimately we are all an expression of God and God experiencing itself.
See, I don't disagree.
That's a little more meaningful than the way you described it, which is to say that, you know, everything is God, and so therefore that means nothing. To me, that means quite a bit.
I like the expression that we are how the universe experiences itself. It means it's exactly the same thing that you just said. It's just phrased differently. Mine just removes the concept of God from the equation entirely. I exist, and I'm part of the universe. I'm indistinguishable from the rest of the universe, as is everyone else. So to me, it's not really a question of whether or not
well,
they're...
Well, you are distinguishable. You look quite unique compared to everyone else.
Only on the surface level, though. I mean, when we get...
There's more to you than how you look, obviously. But you're collecting information about this creation, whoever it is or whatever it is that that made this happen, is experiencing it through us. And for whatever reason, that whatever that entity is, however we want to describe it, God or the universe, wanted that to happen. And part of that experience is the idea of free will, which we get to make these decisions and ultimately shape this world in the experience of the way we want. It just, to me, sounds more empowering to be a piece of God rather than to play it off as though it doesn't mean anything. But that's just, my perspective.
One thing I think I differ from you and Arya, Ian, about this is I do believe that we are all God, like us human beings, and maybe parts of Earth and stuff like that. But I don't believe what you and Olivia and Arya seem to be saying, that like every single thing is God, every single thing has a soul, because I think the purpose of being in this place where we don't really know why we are here and we have to figure it out is because, imagine you're God, you're everything. You want to have an experience where you're separated from God, because that's the only way to learn more about yourself. That's the only way to know what really, to appreciate what you have, to really appreciate what you are, to have another perspective of what you are. You need to be in this place where there are things that go on here that are absolutely not of God. They're not something else, though, because there is nothing else. They're the absence of God. Just like there's no such thing as dark, there's only the absence of light. There is stuff here that is like fear, that is the absence of God. And I think that's why we're here, is to gain perspective and learn.
I think I tend to agree a little bit more with what you're saying, Bonnie.
I hadn't really thought about it or existence in those kinds of terms. I'm going to have to give that more thought, because I've never really thought about it either. Right.
Well, I like what Bonnie said, and I don't agree that everything has a soul. And she said that I did. I don't agree with that.
Oh, sorry. I guess Olivia said that.
I would say that everything has a soul in so much as anything has a soul. That would be my position.
So where do you draw the line, though?
Right.
Arya doesn't believe in the soul, so she's...
I would say that everything does have a soul, and because of that, if everything that exists has a soul, so back to what I said about gods, it's effectively meaningless and means that no one has a soul. It's just
Science says we're all connected, so there is that,
absolutely.
We're sharing electrons and such with the desk and all that, but it doesn't have, in my opinion, consciousness or a soul or whatever it is that is within us, that is that unique animating spark.
Like Lambda.
I'll disagree with Arya that the soul doesn't exist. I think it absolutely does. And whether or not that soul lives on after death is an interesting discussion to have as well, but beyond our scope for tonight. So thanks.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. I wish there were good answers. I mean, everyone's got different, beliefs, and that's great. And by hashing these things out, it may be that we become just a little bit closer to what is actually the case, because I don't know what the case is. I don't know whether or not we're all gods and that means there is no God or whatever. I don't know. This is what I'm operating under, what I believe to be true based on what I've observed and what makes sense to me.
And that's exactly... Oh, sorry, can I just say one thing about that, because that's so important to me. That's exactly what the trivium is. It's inputting information, processing like a computer, processing it internally in your brain, then output, as in talking with other people and refining it and experimenting in real life, finding out what the truth is.
Yeah.
And I mean, there are dark and evil elements of this reality. That's undeniable. There are human beings who want to control and want to oppress and want to commit evil. And even if we remove that human element, there's still evil out there within the universe. One of the Buddhist principles is that there is suffering, and that's because the one thing that is guaranteed to every living organism throughout all of the universe's history is that organism will suffer. And I don't necessarily think that's good or bad, but it means that it isn't all good, right? So it can't just be God is love. God would also have to be hate, I suppose. And I don't know if I want to say that God is hate just because I recognize that there is a duality to everything.
Well, so maybe it's not that hate has to be bad. So not everything needs to be like definitively good or bad, when we can kind of like come up above the line and not put things into these categories and just everything just is.
Well, Anton LaVey pointed out that without evil to fight against, a person can't be good. So if God is evil, then it's because God needs a way for God to also be good, I suppose.
I think about that a lot with, like, the people. I'm always thinking about these people who are born psychopaths. Like, it's so sad to me and stuff. So I'm just always thinking about it because that's the people that control our lives, like the politicians and the people that control politicians. And I'm always thinking maybe they kind of had a soul contract where they decided to come here and be that force for other people to fight against because it just sharpens good.
I don't know if I agree that people are born psychopaths. I believe more that they're created as maybe the kind of contact that they've had when they're infants, or maybe things that have, I don't know, even if it might be something that has happened in utero. But I don't know if people are specifically ingrained that they are going to have these psychopathic tendencies.
I don't know if they are or not either, but this just makes me want to go home and read Anton LaVey and some of his works, because he talks about this. And one of the reasons that people love pointing to Hitler so much is because he is this ultimate evil that allows everyone, no matter how not good they are, to look at themselves and go, yeah, I'm the good guy,
yeah,
because that's the bad guy. He calls it a good guy badge, and that's what most people do throughout their entire lives. They're not actually agents of good unless you stack Adolf Hitler as the evil that they're the good counter to. They're just existing for the most part. They're not good people. They're not bad people. They're just existing and going through the motions and not really rocking the boat one way or the other.
Well, and it's just perspective, you know? So it's like what is good and bad to me is going to be different than what's good and bad to you guys. You know, everybody has their own perspectives on this, so it's difficult to definitively say what is good.
I would say that it's probably impossible, yeah. Because We do have these general maxims, like, you know, people prefer pleasure over pain, so it's generally bad to inflict pain on people, obviously without their permission and stuff like that, but that's not always universally true. You know, in order to save person B's life, you may have to inflict pain on person A. Sometimes there is no happy solution where there's 100% a good answer.
And that's basically what I was trying to explain to Olivia about my beliefs about do unto others. It isn't a specific thing to do. It isn't treat everybody equally and do the exact same things to everybody, or make everybody do the same things you want to do. It's, you know, you want your highest good and they want their highest good. If you can't give it to them, you need to just leave them alone. And that's basically where I get the non-aggression principle. And I think I believe that that is definitive truth and also definitively good.
It's at least the closest that we can come to definitive truth, the non-aggression principle. We can all agree on that. We're out of time for tonight. Join us in the meantime on our social server at social.freetalklive.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.